What's going on? And welcome to another The Abundance Podcast. On today's episode, I'm doing something a little different. I actually met someone. I met a young lady by the name of Jessica a month or so ago. Maybe a little longer, I'm not sure. Amazing person. High energy, good energy. Just been like an amazing person thus far. Great mom. Shout out D-Man. But She showed a bit of interest in my podcast, and she asks me a lot of questions, and I said, well, why don't you come up with some questions, and I'll answer them on the podcast, you know, because she's a deep person. She asked some good questions. So she came up with a list of questions for me, and I skimmed through them before I started the podcast, and I wrote a few down that I'm going to answer. And I felt like they were dope questions, so I was like, you know, let's do it. So shout out to her, and thank you, Jessica, for that. And excuse me and my voice right now, because I just woke up not too long ago, so I'm trying to do this. I just want everyone to know, too, this is my third attempt at this podcast for whatever reason. Whenever I was recording, it wasn't uploading, so I was trying to understand what was going on, but I don't know, maybe it wasn't meant. And if it doesn't work this time, then maybe it's not meant. But anyway, thank you again. Shout out to Jessica for her questions. But let's get into it. So the first question, and these aren't in any type of order. They're just, I was reading through the questions she sent me. I wrote down like 12. Like, all right, let's do it like that. So I didn't get to all her questions, but you know, we can save the rest of them for another day. First question. Are you happy with yourself and who you are or who you are becoming? Am I happy with myself, like who I am and who I am becoming? Right now in my life, I would say I'm very frustrated. I'm not happy. And I feel it's deeper than just being unhappy. But I'm very frustrated right now in my life currently because I see how much my past has played a part in my future. And I want so bad to be doing different things and just to have a different like look on life. But it's hard for me to do that because things in my past are weighing on my future, like me being a felon. It's a hard thing to deal with because you can't, like, you want to go to school, you want to do certain things, but you can't because you got this thing on your record that, like, is holding you back. And it sucks. It sucks. But I've been dealing with it now for a long time. So it's not that it's not anything new, you know, but I don't know. It makes things tough. Now, who I am. Who I am as a person, I think I'm a good person. I feel I'm a good person, you know. Like, I pride myself on being a good person. So I feel for the most part I am a good person. Like, I'm honest. Like, I'm not malicious. Like, I don't do things or go out my way to try to hurt people or anything like that. Now, as far as who I'm becoming, I feel if I stay on this path that I'm on and like I keep my willingness to learn, or how can I say, my willingness to learn, but just my desire to continue to grow, continue to be a better person than I was, you know. So I feel as long as I stay on that, I'll be okay with who I'm becoming. No, but I think I'll be all right. But I need to tap back into some things that I used to be on. I need to be reading a lot more. I need to be meditating a lot more. There's a lot of things I need to be doing a lot more of that I used to do that I felt like had me in a better place. And lately, I haven't been doing that. So I feel like that's been throwing me off a lot. What does a relationship really mean to you? Going into one, what do you expect? Well, I feel like that depends on the relationship. Because if it's like a friend, you know, we have like a platonic type of relationship. I just expect loyalty. Like, well, I expect loyalty out of any relationship, to be honest. But if it's nothing, anything like intimate, like I really want friends that's trying to build, you know what I mean? Really build and do something. Like, I pay attention to trying to find words. I pay attention to how people approach me, what they talk to me about, what the conversations are usually about. And at times, like, I really just kind of like, damn, this is all you talking about? Like, why are we not talking about building a business, creating something, doing something together? Like, why aren't you trying to meet me halfway? But I also know that when it comes to different friends, like relationships, that every friend can be very important in their own way. Certain friends you can call about business. Certain friends you can call about family and emotional things. You know, you can't call everybody with that. So, in the, like, friendship side of relationships, I just expect someone to be, like, honest, loyal, straightforward. Be the friend to me that you want me to be to you. Because a lot of times, like, even over the past years, like, I've had to stop dealing with people. Or I've noticed that I'm the one that's feeding this dead relationship. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the one that's trying to keep this friendship alive. Because a friendship to me is deeper than just talking. You know, I want to hang out, man. I want to do things, you know what I mean? And I can talk to myself all day. Now, as far as, like, an intimate relationship, I don't know. Because I'm thinking about that as my present self, my current self. My current self is very weary about relationships, about being in a relationship. I just feel like it's a lot. Like, it takes a lot. And being in my mind is all over the place right now. I don't know if it'll be fair, because I'm not sure if I got a relationship tomorrow, if I'm gonna be able to give this woman, like, the all of me. You know what I mean? Because my mental has been all over the place lately. So I don't know. But, like, at the same time, it's like, relationships mean a lot. Like, I care about relationships that I have with people, especially if they're healthy. But when it comes to actually, like, being in an intimate relationship, like, I want that. Like, I do want a family base. Like, I want that. I want a strong woman in my household, not only for me, but for my child as well, you know? And that's a whole nother conversation in itself. It's just something else I have to talk about, something else I have to not talk about, but think about, you know? But we would have to talk about, like, I have a child. So anyone who has kids, they know I'm coming from that, you know, as far as, like what you have to expect in a relationship, or things that you want in a relationship when you have a child, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. What's your dream girl look like? If you could build her the way you want, how would she be? What qualities would she have? My dream girl? I could sit up here and I can make a list of qualities and features that I look for in a woman, but then turn around and go out here and meet someone who has, like, the total opposite, especially as far as, like, looks and things like that. Because I feel like as far as qualities, like your loyalty, the nurturing, just the caring, those qualities wouldn't change as far as what I look for and what I appreciate in a woman. But looks is so, it's kind of like, nah. Because I've actually been in the gym working out with my boy. And we're working out. And this young lady walks by. And I'm like, oh, man, she cute. I ain't got tattoos. She cute. And he was like, you think she's cute? And I'm like, yeah. Like, what? He's like, no, I ain't saying she's not. He's like, I just didn't expect you to think she was cute. I'm like, bro, I don't have a type. Like, if you look good to me, you look good to me. Like, I don't care what nobody else thinks or what nobody else is seeing. Like, it's me. If I'm attracted to you, I'm attracted to you. If I like you, I like you. If I like the way you look, I like the way you look. If I like the way you sound when you talk, I like it. And I'm like, well, fake off. I like it. Oh, well, you know? So a dream girl. I don't know. Like, the qualities that I look for in a woman, like, I feel like they all would be the same, you know, like the loyalty. I want you to be nurturing, you know, I want you to care. I want to be able to have conversations with you. You know, I want you to be real with me. I'm going to touch on that. That's going to be at the end of the podcast. Let me get through these questions and I'm going to bring that back up, because that's something I want to say before I get out of here. But anyway, if there was something you could change about yourself, what would it be and why? If there was something I could change about myself, I think it would be my, I wish I could trust better, and I wish I could accept like gifts and things and invitations. I wish I was more of a, I don't want to say softer person, but it's very hard for me to like trust people. And then it's very hard for me to accept things from people, like gifts and stuff, because I don't know. I don't know what it is. My first like reaction to anyone like, yo, I'm gonna get you this, or hey, do you want it? I'm like, nah, no. I could want it and I'll still say no, just because I don't wanna feel like I owe anybody anything. But at the same time, on a whole nother like level, I'm only like messing myself up, because in the law of attraction, there's the law of acceptance. And I am blocking that law. Like, I'm breaking that law by not accepting things that have been given to me. But trust me, I try to be more open and accepting to the things, but it's just tough for me. And just trusting people, I wish I could trust better, because I feel like past traumas have kind of scarred me so much, it makes it hard for me to like really trust people, and that ruins relationships. You know, because someone could be giving me their all, being so genuine with me, being straight up, like, I'm not, like, they have no ill will, you know what I mean, to do anything to me, or they not being selfish with their feelings and thoughts. But me, on the other hand, would be like, yeah, nah, fuck that. And I'll miss out on an amazing person in whatever relationship it was about to be, whether it was intimate or just a friendship. But I tend to do that, and I know I do that. So that's something I definitely wish I could change. What advice would you give your past self? What advice would I give my past self? I think the advice I'll give my past self is just learn to forgive people, because you're going to grow up hating a lot of people and feeling a lot of resentment towards a lot of different people in your family. And you got to understand that not everybody knows. Like, they don't, how a person is, they may feel like how their being is how they're supposed to be. Because if you don't know any different, how are you going to do anything different? So my advice to my younger self would be to learn to forgive people. You know, because at 32, you're still not going to be good at it. So try to learn how to forgive people, because you're going to grow up and that shit going to wear on you heavy. Like, it's going to weigh on you and it's going to wear you down. Even though it's hard, because, you know, even I sit here and I think back to me as a child, it's just like, man, fuck them people. I don't want to forget them. Like, but at the same time, you do, because they don't know no better. You know, they didn't know no better. And you got to try to give people that. And it's hard. But in certain situations, I won't. I'm going to look at things in my past and be like, bitch, you knew what you were doing. Fuck you. Excuse me. But I would definitely try to tell myself to learn to like forgive people and move on, let it go. And also, don't go. My past self would know what that meant. Don't go. Don't do it. Don't go. Stop being a follower. What's something you feel you could be better at? I feel like that goes back into that question about, you know, if I could change, because I feel like I could be better at accepting things, you know, be better at maybe trusting people more. That's what I would say, you know, but because like that, I feel like my character, like, I don't want to be like, oh, I wish I was better at basketball. Nah, I mean, I just want to be a better person. So when I think about my quality, my self qualities and things that can, you know, push me to that next level as being a better person, that's why I think about things like, I'm not going to think about, oh, I wish I was better at cooking or some shit like that. No. Mm-mm. Do you feel you have the right people in your circle? That was a good one. When I seen that, I was like, I definitely answer that. Do I feel I have the right people in my circle? It depends on the situation or what it is, because I've gotten myself involved in things that I haven't told anybody just because I don't want the feedback. And I'm not saying there's always going to be negative feedback, but people don't always got to speak feedback. You know, you could tell somebody something in their head, they're just automatically hating on you for whatever reason it is. So I definitely try to keep certain things to myself. But when I do present things to my friends, and most of my friends, we've known each other like 10 plus years, if not closer, or close to, excuse me. Some I've known longer. So a lot of my friends, I would say they're more like family. But at the same time, just like in any family, you know, like, if you get in trouble at school, you can go tell grandma, but you can't tell your dad or your mom. You might be able to tell grandma because grandma gonna be like, oh, you know, something. Same thing with your friends. Like, certain business plans or opportunities or things I want to do, I don't take them to everyone in my circle. You know, I might talk to one person. Because what I've learned is everybody has their own thing. This is my circle. Everybody has their own things going on. And I used to feel a way sometimes back when I was like creating abundance and doing the merch and doing all the stuff like that. All y'all see me doing this. Why ain't nobody trying to get down? Why ain't nobody trying to help? Why isn't nobody investing? Like, why? What's going on? And I used to feel a way about that. But then I had to kind of take a step back, stop being so selfish and thinking about just myself. Like, damn, all my friends got something else going on outside of their regular jobs. They all have created something or are doing something, you know, for themselves that's going to put themselves in a better position for them, like in the future. And I got to be understanding to that, you know, and not feel, oh, man, they just don't want to fuck me, they don't want to help me. Nah, it ain't. People have their own things going on. So as far as like the right people in my circle, yeah, because I feel like they all have their own things going on, you know, for the people that I would consider to be in my circle. But I also will say that 90% of the time, I am by myself. If you see me in the gym, I'm by myself. If you see me at the mall getting food, if I'm not with my son, I'm by myself. So like, I don't really, wouldn't say I have a circle like that, but I understand the question. I don't do circles, because then you wake up one day and you realize you ain't in a circle, you don't have a circle, that you just been in a cage, you know. But that was definitely a good question. I like that one. I like that one. Do you have a hard time letting go of the past, even parts of it, or do you just accept everything for what it was and move forward? I think that depends. That depends on the situation. Because my past has taught me a lot, you know, and it does guide my future in certain situations. And whether it's good or bad, it does do it. So I would say there's things in the past that I've let go of, and I'm just like, ah, yeah, it is what it is, whatever, leave it alone. But then there's also things in the past where I won't let go of, and I'm not going to, because I feel it protects me, has taught me valuable lessons. So I feel like when it comes to looking, like you do, everyone, I feel like in a sense holds on to the past because you learn from it. You know what I mean? Like, you know what something looks like. If you've experienced something for so long and so many different times, like, what's the little thing they got going on right now? The red flag, green flag. If you've experienced so many different red flags in your past to now you in your present, to where you meet someone who just shows you the tip of that flag, like, just the smallest bit, like, they could be like, I'm out of there. And that's you holding on to your past because you learn from your past. So it's like you see these things, you're like, nah, I'm out of here. I'm done with that. I can't. But, you know, just to be on that topic a little bit, but some people ignore the flags and they stay there. But I would definitely say that I do hold on to the past in certain situations, and I use it. But I try not to live in it. I try not to, but I have got caught up, like, living in my past at times. But, like I said, on the other hand, there's some things I'm just like, eh, whatever. Move forward, forget about it, don't even think about it, you know, but like I said, that just really depends. That really depends on the situation. Do you feel like you paid your karma? No. No way, no how. Because every day we create more karma, whether it's positive or negative. And I could have done something 5 years ago and I haven't been paid back for it yet, whether it's negative or positive. And I've always said that karma has the perfect timing. Karma knows when to show up, right when you need it to show up. And when I say need it, whether it's a negative or a positive, karma knows when to be there. You're like, yeah, well, I'm about to get this money, do. Something happens, you don't have it. Damn, what happened? It's karma. You remember when you robbed that dude like 5 years ago? You wouldn't let him have his money, so I'm not gonna let you have your money. You know, I just feel like that's how karma works, and it's perfect time. And it's like, damn, that was 5 years ago. You don't even do that no more. You ain't even knowing that type of stuff. You don't hang out in the street. You a church going holy man with a family at home. But karma don't have no set date. It just perfect time every time. So do I feel like I paid for my karma? No, because every day I feel I'm creating more. Do you talk to God on a regular basis?
Do I talk to God on a regular basis?
I talk to God, not as much as I used to. And that was something I said I need to kind of tap back into, because I used to have a deeper relationship with God. I used to talk to him a lot, and it was just better. And I feel that lately I've just kind of like fallen off of that, gotten distant from that, just being wrapped up in my own stuff. There's really no excuse for that, you know, because God's nothing but this, like right here I'm talking. I could just be talking to him, you know, but he knows my heart. He understands. He knows what I'm dealing with. What would you say your best quality is?
My best quality. I would say maybe that I'm caring.
I would say like empathy, but you know, I don't want to seem cliche, but it's my podcast part that, yeah, I'm an empathy. You know what I mean? I'm very empathetic, you know? But no, I do care. Like, I care about people. And once I care about you, I care about you, and that's it. Like, I'm going to show you that. You know, I'll call you, I'll text you, hey, you good? Everything all right? If you're going through something, you can call on me. If I got it, you can have it. If I can't give it to you, I'll try. Like, I just feel like that made me my best quality, but at the same time, that's could be my worst, because that's what people would tend to take advantage of, and that's how you get fucked over. And just caring too much sometimes. You care too much for the wrong people, you know? So you got to kind of be careful of that. What is your love language? What's my love language? My love so deep it don't speak a language, baby. I'm just playing. No, I would say it was five of them, right? I would say maybe like 4.5. And I say 4.5 because, like, I know there's affirmations, gifts, what is it? Affirmations, quality time, physical touch, receiving gifts, and what's the last, like, acts of service. So I would say I'm all of them, because I love quality time. I love for a woman to touch me. Like, I love when she does little things for me, like, as far as like acts of service. Affirmations is kind of, that's the one, that's the half one. You know, receiving gifts I'm not good at, so I'm all, that's why I said 4.5. Half I'm gonna give the half to affirmations, because I don't feel like I need for you to tell me every day you love me, and you know, just continuously like affirm that, you know, you love me, and just continuously just telling me. But I do like if I'm in the kitchen cooking or doing something that you would just randomly walk up behind me, hug me, kiss me on my neck, and then you start telling me like how much you love me and you appreciate me. Like that. You know what I mean? Like, I love that. That shit would drive me crazy. That shit would drive me nuts. So that's why I said 4.5. Because I love physical touch. I like to spend time, you know, acts of service. Like, I don't, like, I like to cook for you. You know, I don't like to cook all the time, but I get in my mood, I want to cook for you. I appreciate someone cooking for me and doing little things for me like that. But just the receiving gifts and the affirmations. The receiving gifts, I'm just going to say, I got to work on that. That's a big thing to me. But that couldn't be one of my love languages, because it just doesn't. Nah. And the affirmations, like I said, is like a half thing, you know. But that's it. Shout out, Jessica. I appreciate you for them questions. Like I said, I got more that I'll probably do. Like I said, this is the third time of me recording this, and I hope everything works out. The first one I actually did was my favorite one. And I just feel like when I did it, the energy I did it in, I was more awake. Questions were about the same. I mean, the answers were about the same. So don't think like I switched it up at all. But earlier when I said I wanted to touch on something I wanted to touch on, that I just can't, I cannot stand. It kind of infuriates me and makes me stop talking to you. I hate if I meet a woman, like, for the first time, and she knows of me or whatever the case is. I hate when they put on this whole front, and it's like, I can feel it, I can see it. Like, I'm not a perfect dude. Like, I'm not at all. And I don't expect a woman to be perfect for me. So when you get on the phone with me and you're answering all my questions perfectly, or you're saying, right, I'm really going to sit here and be like, she's trying me, you know. And unfortunately
on a whole nother side, it's like, damn, what if she is being honest? But my trust issues or my insecurities is leading me to believe that she's not, because the shit just sounds too good to be true. But all this really stems from, because a couple days back, someone let me know how they felt about me and what they seen and what they thought. And for me, it was amazing. I appreciate all the great things they said about me. But when I take a step back and I think about myself, I don't see the same things they do. And I appreciate what they see, but I'm just like, damn, they lying. They just trying to game me. But no, I appreciate it. But that's really where that came from, because after that was said and then we spoke, I just got this vibe, like, I hope she really don't think like I'm some perfect dude where she got to put on this front for, because I'm reading all through that shit and it makes me feel uncomfortable and I don't like that. So that was just something I really wanted to touch on. Like, I'm not a perfect guy. Like, I'm really not. And don't put me on no pedestal, because like in your own world, I am who I am to you, and you see me how you do, and I appreciate it, whether it's negative or positive, because at least you're thinking about me. But don't put me on a pedestal and then meet me and then kind of be like, damn, he's not Prince Charming like I thought he was going to be, or he's not Denzel Washington, you know? Nah, I'm me. I have flaws. I'm not perfect. My language isn't always proper. I don't always use the right words. Sometimes I don't realize what's in front of me until it's not in front of me no more. Like, I'm not perfect, you know what I mean? So that was just something I definitely wanted to touch on before I ended this podcast, because these questions and that just made sense to me to do it like that. But I definitely appreciate Jessica again for coming up with these questions. I did answer them honestly. Like I said, this is my third damn time doing it, so everything just works out. But like I always say, be thankful, be grateful, appreciate people, whether they're in your life for 5 minutes, 5 hours, 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years, because you never know when it's someone's time to go. And as always, make sure you live life in abundance.